This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiaoyik with Lim Soo and Juliet Jacobs. So the National Art Gallery or Balai Seni Negara here has removed four artworks from acclaimed Malaysian contemporary artist Ahmad Fuad Osman's retrospective exhibition. It's titled At the End of the Day, Even Art is Not Important. So the four works that have been removed are, number one, an untitled two-part work from 2002, which features these missing style poster paintings of Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Secondly, a UV print on mirrors, titled Dreaming of Being a Somebody Afraid of Being a Nobody. That was done in 2019 last year. There's also an oil painting titled Imitating the Mountain from 2004. And finally, an installation piece titled Mak Bapak Borek, Anak Cucu Cicit Pun Rintik. And that's actually a collection of two different works done in 2016 to 2018, and we'll be going more into what each of these pieces is later on.
Yeah, and the works are part of a vast exhibition that is sort of a mid-career survey spanning Fuad's work over three decades. It includes more than 60 works featuring many of Fuad's paintings, videos, his sketches and objects as seen through the seven chronological cycles, each named after an artwork. So the exhibition is curated by Shabir Hussein Mustafa, who is a senior curator at the National Gallery of Singapore. And according to Fuad himself, all the works proposed by him and Mustafa for the exhibition were submitted for Balai's consideration and feedback. And Balai agreed to all the works installed and oversaw all the loans and logistics.
So the exhibition actually began in October 2019 and was supposed to end on 31st January this year. But then Balai extended the exhibition until 29th February,
which is the end of this month. But then this happened. What led up to this? So according to Fuad's open letter, which he published today on his social media accounts, Balai had sent him a letter on the 21st of January, officially informing him that they wanted to remove the four works because a board member had complained, a Balai board member had complained about them being quote-unquote obscene and political. Then on 23rd of January, Balai actually did remove two of the four works, but temporarily they actually returned them to the exhibition the following day on 24th of January. So, and finally, last week on 4th of February, the four works were removed. And so if you were to go to the gallery now, for three of the four exhibits, you will basically just see empty spaces on the gallery walls where those works were. And for the final, the installation piece, the Mak Bapak Borek Anak Cucu Cicit Pun Rintik, parts of the work were removed. And so that essentially leaves this strange gaps in where that installation piece is standing.
Yeah, and Fuad, I've seen some of the photos that Fuad posted on his Instagram, and you can see how, you know, in, like you said, Shari, it's just empty walls in some places, and then you can see how incomplete the installation looks with the before and the after.
Yes, that's right.
And Fuad has also called for the gallery to close the entire exhibition rather than let it run in its quote-unquote compromised state. So some excerpts from his letter, he wrote that on 7th February, I wrote to Balai stating that I found this act of censorship profoundly troubling and unacceptable. It is arbitrary, unjustified, and an abuse of institutional power. Contemporary art in Malaysia has always challenged conventions and has consistently made political commentary. So why this particular four pieces and not any of the others? There is plenty of challenging material throughout the exhibition.
There certainly is, isn't it? And Juliet, you've seen the exhibition.
I have, and it was an amazing collection of works spanning, you know, those three decades, as he said. And I saw the pictures of the after, you know, the ones that were removed. And like you said, it's just so incomplete and it's quite incomprehensible.
That's right.
I mean, there were many different political pieces there, and all amazing things. And I brought my four-year-old with me, who asked me some very uncomfortable questions, but which I answered. You know, these are nothing that was not already in the news. For example, in our TV news. But
that's right. And the idea of the exhibition supposed to have been a chronological look at his work.
That's right.
To remove parts of it, you are basically just chopping up the narrative, aren't you?
And based on one person's feedback, that I think is the most troubling.
So there are lots more questions and answers that we have at this point. I checked in with Fuad himself earlier to find out more. And I started first by asking him to briefly explain for benefits of those who haven't seen the exhibition what each of these four works were.
It's basically one nude painting which I did in Vermont Studio Center in back in 2004. Mm-hmm. It's a painting, oil painting on canvas, and then one print, UV print on mirror, mm-hmm. three pieces. And then a poster of, it's political, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a poster, it's a poster based on Anwar Ibrahim's blue-eyed portrait.
Yes, of course.
And then the other one is a sculpture, an installation, which I did seven piggy banks. It's a life-size pig, you know, out of resin and fiberglass casting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the four works. Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to ask you, bear with me, to quickly run through. So if we can start with the new, you know, title, Imitating the Mountain. What was that piece about?
Well, it's actually, today we call it Anthropocene, you know, how we human trying to conquer, you know, the nature and all that. When I first went to Vermont, I was really struck with the beauty of the landscape. Mm-hmm. And I want to work with the landscape, which I never did before with my work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started off with the landscape. Then I want to talk about how our greed, you know, how we try to make something that is clearly impossible. And then I thought of putting someone from here, from Asia, not really from there, because we are not really familiar with that kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have someone to pose for me. So, mm-hmm. But it's very important for me to have a figure without cloth, because I want, you know, really a figure, not really having anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, in between, you know, the mm-hmm. the figure and the nature.
Sure.
Because I'm speaking of something that is without mask or without something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's the context of the work.
Nothing so, like, I mean, nudes are not unusual in local exhibitions. Why do you think this one was deemed inappropriate?
I don't know, because in the exhibition also, I have few more other works that is also nude.
That's
but
right.
Only this one they chose to bring down.
That's right.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So
and
that,
then...
That's one.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the mirror prints, dreaming of being a somebody, afraid of being a nobody. So those are the three portraits, if you want to call it, of Tun Mahathir, Anwar Ibrahim, and Azmin Ali.
It's just a pose, a question of, you know, I'm just putting up the current situation mm-hmm. there. And then it's a mirror, of course. People could really look at these three struggling leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also looking at us.
Yeah.
Where are we heading now with these three people?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to choose? So I think it's normal, you know, for the public to question all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea, the idea behind the work. That's
okay.
Why I choose a mirror, to print the portrait.
Yep. And another one is all the, you know, you've put identical the posters of Anwar, of course his infamous experience after being beaten with the black eye, and so that was, you know, pasted all over an entire wall. So all of that has been removed. What was that one about?
Well, that one, I made that one in... actually, I started off the project with the painting first. It's a response to the incident,
mm-hmm.
to the black-eyed, blue-eyed incident. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then the painting was just... you know, I left the painting in my studio for for a few years without having anything in mind, you know, because I don't want to exhibit it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2011, I thought of, because the case was never really, I mean, the truth behind it, you know, I never have any clue mm-hmm. to it. So I did the project, which I turned the painting into a poster, which I pasted in around Kuala Lumpur and Shah Alam,
yes.
just to get a direct response from the public. You know, it's also something like a social experiment,
yeah.
I call it. Yeah, to get a response, if ever I could get any additional info on the case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I managed to get some feedback, which I turned into an electric what they call that a crawling ant or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
I put, which also part of the exhibition, which yeah. also they put down.
Okay, all right.
So yeah.
And finally, the installation, Mak Bapak Bore, Anak Cucu Anak Cucu Cicit Pun Rintik. To me, I think this one is probably the biggest statement. Do you want to quickly explain that one as well?
Yeah, that one, it's, well, of course, it was sparked by 1MDB cases.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's clear. It's really direct and in your face kind of thing. You know, I intentionally didn't do the work. I mean, in more conceptual form, because this one I really want the general public to understand directly when they first saw it. Right.
Yeah.
So it was sparked by 1MDB cases, all those problems around the questions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only that. I mean, to me, it's also something that we could contemplate on, because it could also be, you know, I mean, our problem. I mean, we could also be like that if we are in the position. So it's not just attacking just so one person or one side of the society or whatever, because for me it could be to anyone, and it's merely a reminder, a reminder to us all, to the public. So what's wrong with that? And it's not a pig, it's a sculpture. It's made of resin,
yeah,
a fiberglass resin. And of course, some people, you know, the form itself is still a taboo.
Mm.
Yeah.
So with that particular piece, I think its removal has been also their removal of it, you know, in the way that they only removed the pigs and then they left the rest of it, which is the tiny figurines of the dogs. Am I right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Actually, those dogs and the gold mountain is separate work, but the curator and I, we decided to put them together, because few pieces in the show, we tried to break them apart and put them in different contexts. So these piggy banks, actually one single work, which I have seven pieces of them, or you know, seven pieces of the pigs, and then the dog, the small dogs, and the gold mountain is one piece. But we put them together because it talks about the same issue, the same context. Huh? Mm.
So, I mean, I've read the post that you put up on your social media, and you're asking for Balai to close down on that whole exhibition rather than leave it with these gaps. Now, why is it important for that?
Yep, for me, all my art is important. For me, my art is like my child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not easy to let, you know, just any people to discriminate your, right? Yeah, so I think what the best thing is, instead of just four, mm-hmm. you know, it's better close everything all together. I think it's better that way, right? That's why I think it's important to really, you know, just finish off the show. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's better that way.
Okay. But, you know, the bigger picture of it is that a gallery, a national art gallery, could do something like that to censor artworks, to censor artists. What is the message that sends?
Yeah, it's just that. I think one of the important thing that we need to relook and rethink is that, you know, the power structure behind it. I think when we changed the government last time, quite a lot of offices and departments have been overhauled. Mm-hmm. And National Art Gallery, I think it's about time also to really, for us to relook again, you know, how the selection of the members and then how it works, which a lot of people, including me, I didn't really understand, you know, the structure in there also. Mm-hmm. So I think for the benefit of the future of our arts and cultures, I think we really need to sit down and look again to also kind of overhaul everything inside it, because we really need the new people, not this conservative, you know, old mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, so we are not going anywhere, because this thing happens not only once, it's again and again, because same people is in there. So mm-hmm. we need, this is the main thing that we need to change, because we need to put the right people in the right place, then everything will follow. That's, I believe.
Mm. What do you think will happen if this kind of mentality still persists? What's going to happen to artists in Malaysia who are trying to basically use art to depict what's happening?
No, the thing is, most of the artists we have to practice self-censorship.
Mm.
And it's okay, you know, there are things that we need to find a way to talk about things. I understand that, mm-hmm. definitely. But this censorship, it will, you know, something like a bonsai. It makes the artist here, you know, something like a bonsai. We couldn't really develop.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. You, like a bonsai, you're forcing the plant to stay in a certain
bonsai mentality. Yeah. So I think this is something that we have to try to change. Because if we are looking at the future of our arts to be really developed well, we need to be a bit more open. Because artists, we are just trying to pose, to look at things differently, you know, to look at the same thing,
mm-hmm.
mundane things or the same thing through different angle. Mm-hmm. And then to highlight it, you know, to magnify it, mm-hmm. for the public to also understand it or rethink about this, you know. Mm-hmm. So our role is that. But then with this censorship, we can't do that.
So that was Ahmad Fuad Osman, the artist for this exhibition that we are discussing, and he was giving the context to the four pieces that were removed by Balai Seni Negara.
So this isn't the first time that Balai Seni has removed already approved artworks from an ongoing exhibition. Mm. So early 2014, Balai removed the artworks of two finalists in the 2013 Bakat Muda Sezaman or Young Contemporaries Art Competition. And this was on the basis that the works cost quote-unquote, an unhealthy and distressing impact on the visitors.
Mm.
So Balai had apparently received considerable amounts of negative feedback from gallery visitors since the works were first displayed.
And one of the works was by Izzat Arif Saiful Bahri, and the artwork was comprised of a row of T-shirts hung on a rack. And the Arabic letters Fa and Kof were printed on the shirts. Mm. And the second piece was Chen Yangfen's painting, which played on the Malay political phrase Asalkan Bukan Amno, anything but Amno. Mm. And that featured the spray-painted words Abu or ashes, and the painting referenced the ABU or Abu acronym, which served as a campaign slogan against UMNO in the last general election.
According to Noor Hanim Khairuddin, who's one of the competition's jurors, the removal came as a surprise because the artworks had originally been given that green light by Balai administrators.
Mm, exactly.
And in fact, Cheng only realised her painting had been removed when she couldn't find her artwork in the exhibition hall after attending the award ceremony.
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine, right? You're all excited to see your artwork being displayed and then to go and not find it there.
Mm, and not even to have been given an explanation. Yeah. Or a heads up that this is going to be taking place.
Yeah. Mm. And she later then staged a protest where she stood in front of that empty place where her painting used to hang. She held up a postcard of the painting and asked the audience where the painting was. And while security guards tried to dissuade her to remove the postcard and escort her out, her audience intervened.
Well done, audience.
Yeah. And just to clarify, of course, this was back in 2014. So it was actually the Asalkan Bukan UMNO was, of course, the key phrase during the 2013 election.
That's right.
So coming back to Fuad's current exhibition, well, Balai has yet to issue a response to his letter. Earlier today, or to issue any statement explaining the removal of the works. But Fuad has definitely demanded for an explanation from Balai to the public in particular. He said that, you know, their reasons must be explained, defended in public, and subjected to scrutiny and debate. And he lamented that, you know, Balai, which is supposed to be the nation's premier cultural institution, has not seen fit to uphold the values of accountability and transparency and principles that were largely the basis for, you know, the new government's victory in the 2018 elections. And he ends his letter by saying the issue is larger than just a few artworks or a single exhibition or one particular artist's practice. The issue is in the integrity of the arts in Malaysia and the process by which it is served by public institutions. Very strong statement there.
Definitely.
But definitely telling that, you know, the bigger picture here is not where you quietly remove certain artworks that one person deems offensive.
Exactly.
You are the National Art Gallery. You are putting up this exhibition to tell a narrative not only for the artist, but the narrative of art in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And you can't pick and choose.
Mm. You can't pick and choose. And also, you know, his works were depictions of the times, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
yes.
last 30 years in Malaysia, where we've come from. And to put it up and then to take it down, I mean, to have it approved and then to disapprove of it just because of one person, that shows a lack of any sort of leadership as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And to have already, you know, this exhibition has been going on for a while, and people have gone to see it, people have been writing reviews about it, but and then it goes back to this one board member who was not happy with it, despite that, you know, people are still going to see the exhibition. They've extended the exhibition as well, which to me shows that there is more interest in it, which is why they wanted to extend it, so that more people can go to the exhibition to see Fuad's artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bit disappointing to know that, you know, if you've been waiting to go and see his artwork to find that it's not complete.
Yeah.
I mean, we were lucky enough to go and we saw it in its full glory.
Yes.
And it was an amazing exhibition.
You could spend a really long time in there because there's a lot to explore.
A lot to take in, a lot to think about. It's very immersive. There's plenty of other disturbing things there. But, you know, it's all points of conversation and it jigs your memory, you know, rejigs your memory on things that have happened that you've forgotten about.
Actually, it does. Yeah. And very clever takes on things that have happened in our political and social history.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you think about this inconsistency in the way Balai is handling this or the way that they want to approach, so-called controversial issues. What does this say for our arts?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, the second edition of the Kuala Lumpur Biennale, which is a large-scale international arts event, is scheduled to kick off in September. What message is that going to send internationally as well? So anyway, here on the bigger picture, Sharmila Gunnison actually spoke to Fuad himself and to the curator Shabir last month. So please do listen to that interview. You can hear Fuad himself and Shabir actually explaining the process of how they curated this exhibition. It was a long process. So search for Ahmad Fuad Osman on our website or on our BFM app. And that's all the time we have for you today. You can still tweet us at BFM Radio if you have any thoughts. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. If there's anything else you'd like to share with us, we're also on Facebook, BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest or on our BFM app or on Spotify. Here's Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.